Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
but sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la. Now, more Ebling and You on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
All right, I didn't live my teenage years in the 50s, but I love that tune anyway. And I understand our next guest is the only guy on this station who gets his own theme song as a guest of the Jack Ebling Show. And it's a pleasure to welcome Ken Glickman. And Ken, just to show you that I'm a newbie here doing this radio host and stuff, I totally misplaced my memo, so I don't know what title to give you.
Well, I'm an executive search consultant. And a career consultant as well, career and management consultant. And I'm with Gilbert Tweed International, so there's my title.
All right, it works for me. Well, you know, I kind of teased Scott, our producer here, to maybe change up the theme song a little bit. I know you've got your own special intro here, but I almost thought about putting on some holiday music, something with a Christmas theme to it, but because I think you want to talk a little bit about office parties and Christmas parties, perhaps, as a way of networking.
Well, I am, and you know, as you know, David, there's a lot of people out of work out there.
Yeah.
And there's also a lot of people who are looking for jobs, who are employed, and either of those two groups, office parties are just a perfect venue.
Yeah.
And there are just a great, great place to talk to people, to network, to find out what's going on. So there's a number of things to think about, and I'm going to talk about the folks who are unemployed
all
at
right.
the time.
Assuming that you're going to a party with maybe a spouse or a significant other, somebody who is employed and they've got the office party is seems to be a dying breed. Fewer and fewer companies seem to be doing them anymore. So if you've got somebody who's A, employed, and B, has an office party to go to, gold.
Right. And sometimes you're invited to an office party. I mean, sometimes offices, you know, will invite their business friends and their colleagues in other companies, vendors and customers. So it's possible to be invited even though, number one, you don't work there, or number two, you used to work there.
Yeah.
And it's important to go. And I think it's good also that if you know people out there, ask to be invited to an office party.
Yeah. Well,
say, hey, if you're having an office party, could you put me on the list?
All right. So you're on the list. You're there. You're in your holiday finest.
The first thing you got to do is not be embarrassed to be out of work.
Don't. So it's okay to say, I'm not employed.
Well, I'm in transition. I'm looking for another position right now.
Okay.
Rather than I'm not employed.
All right.
And it's good to have something with you, like a little business card. Because there's got to be a way for people to remind them of you. So have business cards printed with your name, and instead of a title, just the areas that you that you specialize in, project engineer or computer programmer with web design or whatever it might be, with your phone number, your web, if you have a LinkedIn number, maybe a LinkedIn number would be good. And of course, your email address. And these business cards are very cheap to get printed up at any of these instant printing companies.
Sure.
So have a bunch of those with you.
And, so should it be a traditional business-type card, or is it okay to use something a little bit different out of the fold, like some of these new mini cards that are becoming popular?
Oh, I think you could be creative. Yeah, absolutely. And certainly use color or something distinctive. I think it'd be just fine. But the stuff that you want to put on there should be very clear and be able to be read very quickly.
In other words, follow all the protocols of good business practice.
Exactly. But I think the big thing is to be confident about yourself, and even though you're out of work, be excited about the opportunity of looking for something new, something different. And you might use a phrase like, you know, why are you out of work? Well, you know, I wouldn't have chosen this myself. I was let go because of sales and revenue. But you know what? I wanted to change for a while, and this is a good opportunity for me to see what's out there.
And at what point should one, in a course of a conversation, introductory conversation, when does it become appropriate to make that connection, to hand that card over, to say, yes, I'm interested?
Well, it's not a matter of being interested. It's a matter of meeting people. And oftentimes in a business situation, when people meet, they will exchange business cards.
Okay.
And you'll exchange your business card as well. And if you think that there might be an opportunity to extend this conversation, to advance it to another level, you might want to say, can I give you a buzz and maybe we can have coffee together?
Sure, sure.
The other thing is to make a list. As soon as you're out of that meeting and out of that party, write down everybody that you talk to. And you should be able to want to network with those folks and follow up with that. But these, now, what I'm talking about are corporate parties. But you know what? Personal parties can be done almost in the same way. If you go to a person's Christmas party, during the holidays, a church party, whatever, bring your cards with you. Give them out. And don't be embarrassed about it.
Okay.
It's a great opportunity.
Ken, I'm afraid we're going to have to wrap it up at that point. Thank you so much. I think two very important points. Make the connection with a good business card. Use good taste, I would think. But make that list and follow up with that list.
And don't be embarrassed about being unemployed. Just be excited about the next opportunity.
All right. Hey, Ken, I'm sorry we didn't have a little more time. It's a pleasure
no
meeting you,
all,
sir.
David.
I'm sure we'll cross paths. Ken is a regular on the Jack Ebling program, and he's an executive search consultant. Thanks very much. Also like to thank the other folks who spent the last couple of hours with me, including Scott Westerman, John Lewandowski, Rick Church, Ken Glickman, of course, Kevin Shaw, Louise Cooley, Tim Bogracos. Timbo, good luck on your trip. And we're going to be back tomorrow night. I'm going to get a chance to talk to David Scott Brown, the executive director of Brody Square. And I've had a great pleasure. Big shout out here to Scott Eckersley, the guy on the other side of the glass who's held me all the way through, or held my hand, that is. Thanks, folks. My name is Dave Brown.